five-game win streak and have not lost in 23 days, which came against Sandusky. Albany's victory against Harbor Beach last month was their first win over the Pirates in 18 tries, going all the way back to February 10th, 2012. They are ending a two-game road trip this evening, returning back to Albany a week from tonight when they host Brown City, a game that very well may play a deciding factor in the Greater Thumb East race.
All of the Bearcats' goals are right before them. They know that. In fact, they're even warming up like that. However, they really can't afford a loss, and they know it. A win tonight, and of course, you know, if things go according to plan, that date, March 3rd, looms very, very large. That is the first time they could actually cinch a Greater Thumb Conference East crown in quite a while.
The Pirates' season started out hot by winning six of their first seven games, but then they traveled to Albany on January 17th, where the Bearcats handed them a two-point loss, 44-42. The Pirates responded well afterward, rattling off three straight victories. But then, as of late, they have lost two of their last three games, including just scoring 17 points two nights ago in Sandusky.
That was ugly. But all the Harbor Beach losses are on the road. The Pirates' game plan, I mean, there's no secret to it, right? They got to hit the threes. That's their game. And I'll tell you what, it's a little bit easier at home to go ahead and hit their trays than it is to go on the road and do the same thing.
Currently, Harbor Beach is on a one-game skid, but tonight ends a five-game road trip in which they faced off with four divisional opponents. The Pirates are 6-0 at home this year, whereas 4-4 on the road. When Harbor Beach plays at home, they average nearly 63 points per game and allow just 45 on defense.
That's exactly what the Pirates will depend upon. Now, we're just going to go ahead and see if the Bearcats can go ahead and have an answer.
It's time for another short break. When we return, we'll have your starting lineups and the crystal ball forecast presented by Sure Health right here on the WMMW Sports Network.
At Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb Area community does not end with the heat. The warmth of their local hometown service endures all year long. Kohler Propane provides service to residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses, with service only a local company can provide. Kohler Propane serves customers throughout the entire Thumb Area, with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's is large enough to provide competitive propane pricing, yet small enough to treat each customer personally. Ask Kohler Propane about their pre-buy, price cap, and budget programs. Call 1-888-950-7975 or go to getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. The Albany Bearcats on the road tonight, taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates, a Greater Thumb East showdown between the orange and black squads of the Greater Thumb Conference. And now we listen in to our national anthem being performed by the Harbor Beach Choir.
And with that, we'd like to welcome you all to Harbor Beach High School for our boys' varsity basketball game with our visiting Albany Bearcats. Ladies and gentlemen, the privilege of this event was made possible by those who have fought and continue to fight for the freedoms we enjoy. Let us now honor and respect their efforts and our country. Civilian gentlemen, please remove your hats. All veterans, we encourage you to render the appropriate salute, and everyone able, please stand at attention, placing your hand over your heart as we listen to the Harbor Beach Choir sing our national anthem.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure Health. Where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? The season standings between Clark Ramsey and John Mooney in Las Vegas are Clark Ramsey 4, John Mooney 2, and Las Vegas 1. Las Vegas has the Harbor Beach Pirates favored by 6.5 points. I get to go first tonight, John, and I'm taking Ubley by 4.
You make me laugh.
Where are you going with here, John?
Truth of the matter was, I'm going to go with Ubley by 3.
Ubley by 3. You're taking the under. All right, now it's time to meet our starting lineups for both squads. We'll start with the away team tonight, the Ubley Bearcats, coached by Brandon Sorensen in his first year at the helm for the Ubley program. Number 2, a 6-foot sophomore, Kyle Sweeney. Number 11, a 5'11 junior, Levi Baruski. Number 23, Cole Hagen. He would be a junior and a tall glass of water. Number 32, 5'8 senior, Casey Sweeney. And number 44, a 6'3 senior, Austin Pruski, who formerly was on the all-hair team. But he got a haircut. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, coached by Ron Rubel for 27 years since 1994. Number 12, a 6'1 senior, Michael Anderson. Number 21, a 6-foot junior, Dylan Kanar, sharpshooter on the wings. Number 24, a 6'3 senior, a small forward, a large guard, a small forward, whatever you like to call it. He swings all over the place. That'd be Parker Young. Number 30, a 6'1 sophomore, Luke Woodkey. And the big man down low, 6'6 senior, number 54, Evan Smiglinski. John Mooney, first thoughts here from courtside in Harbor Beach, Michigan.
I could make a case for Harbor Beach, but it's just looking at the warm-up today. Ubley's kids are just very, very focused. And, they have their destiny in front of themselves, and they know it. They just have that edge to them right now. That's where I was going with it.
I'll agree with you. That's why I picked up Ubley by 4 as well. 8 minutes are on the clock. Ubley in their road, black uniforms, white stripes down the side, orange Bearcats outlined in white on their chest, orange numbers, white outlined there, with a Bearcat on their back of their jerseys above the numbers. Harbor Beach in their home, white uniforms, orange numbers, black outline, the black and orange stripes down the sides. Evan Smiglinski going up against, we can't find the number there, John. Would that be Levi Baruski? No.
Levi's 11. So, what do we have?
Yes, it is Levi Baruski, yes. And it's won by Evan Smiglinski, and Harbor Beach is on offense first. Luke Woodkey being guarded by Kyle Sweeney. Passes over to his left to Kadar. Baruski and him. Down to the low block to Evan Smiglinski over the top, and it's a turnover. Here comes Ubley Bearcats. 0-0. We played 15 seconds. Into the corner. Bruski down to the low block to number 23. Cole Hagen can't get that to fall, and it goes tipped, and it's brought in by Parker Young. Here comes Harbor Beach.
Ubley wants to go ahead and just take it right in the inside right away. I mean, the team that controls the paint is the team that wins, right?
Both teams scoreless so far. We played 35 seconds. Luke Woodkey going around the perimeter, passing to Parker Young for 3. Left wing, it's up, and it's good. Harbor Beach leads. 7:17 left here in the first quarter.
Harbor Beach can go ahead and get Parker Young off the snipe.
We have a whistle at midcourt. It's going to be a foul against Michael Anderson. That's his first and team's first for the Pirates as he's guarding Casey Sweeney at midcourt. Cole Hagen inbounds into the backcourt to Casey Sweeney. Being guarded by Anderson once again. Dribbling to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Back up to the top to Levi Peruski. Starts his dribble to the left wing against Kadar. To left elbow to Austin Peruski. Back to Levi Peruski. The right wing back to Casey Sweeney. Resets the offense. Back to the top. Kyle Sweeney on the one dribble. On the give and go to the free throw line for the jump shot from Hagen's no good. But we have a whistle on the rebound. And this will be a foul against Luke Woodkey. And this will be his first and Harbor Beach's second team foul.
Harbor Beach is packing it in on the defense with a 2-3 zone. They don't want anything going on the inside.
Ubley inbounding underneath their own hoop, left side of her right here. Casey Sweeney inbounding into the corner to Kyle Sweeney. Kyle Sweeney starts his dribble to the right elbow, kicks into the right wing to Levi Peruski. Nothing there.